This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Thursday to you, Brevard County. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We want to welcome you back to today's program. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's introduction to Harley, and that you will be praying for our youth ministry, praying for our church. Back in December, we had some missionaries that visited with us, and after service, they said, "Hey, what can we pray for you about?" So if you've ever wondered what you could pray for us about, pray that we would be effective in reaching the lost. Pray that there would be musicians that would be drawn to Merritt Assembly of God, and pray that there would be the finances that come in that would enable us to do the ministry that we feel called to do. We don't want to be hindered. We're not here poor mouthing or anything like that. God has been very, very good to the church, been very good to us, and been good to the Refresh radio program. So we're very thankful for that. We just want to be able to go forward full steam ahead and make a difference for the kingdom of God. So there was a guy that attended our church back in the 1950s and 60s, and was there when our sanctuary was built. He's since been promoted to the presence of God. And I had a conversation with him one time. He used to come over for some of our services in the early days of my pastoring. And we were already, you know, beginning to increase in blessing and enjoyed talking with those. We are a church that strives to honor those who've gone before us. And so we've still got one of the original pews from 1952. The pews from 1957, we upcycled. We made our altars out of them. We made some of our furniture out of them. We don't want to disconnect from the past. We want to honor the past and continue to press forward at the same time. And I asked him, I said, you know, what was it that went wrong? Because by the time we got there, there wasn't any money. There was a lot of repairs that needed to be made, and there wasn't much in the way of people. And he said, "Why do you want to know?" And I said, "Well, in all honesty, the reason I want to know is so I don't repeat the same mistakes of the past. We want to be going as hard as we can to reach the lost in these last days." So if you feel inclined to be a blessing, that's what we strive to do, to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to the church, and to be a blessing to the community, including all the way up onto the global stage, and that's what we do. Hey, I do want to say thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air real quick. Wyrick Air has been a friend of the Refresh radio program for over a decade. They provide professional sales services and repairs in air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields, and have been doing that for over 50 years. They work in residential and light commercial settings and provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide their customers with the best service possible at an affordable price. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. Summer, in the heat of summer, will be here all too soon. You want to make sure you're geared up for it. If you're not ready for cold weather, should we get some cold weather? Normally, our coldest weather happens in the next couple of months. They can help you get ready for that as well. Their license number is CAC182-1309. That's Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H Air, Rockledge, Florida. And we want to thank them for being friends of the Refresh radio program. To Luke chapter 2 is where we're going to go today. I'm going to read a little bit of a longer passage. It's a pretty long chapter anyway. There's 52 verses. We're not reading all of that. We're going to begin reading in verse number 21. This is a recap of the Christmas message that I presented at Merit Assembly of God. On Monday, I talked about the gift of divine interruption. Jesus came and interrupted and disrupted everything that the devil had going on. The plan of God got implemented. It was the fullness of time. Thank God for divine interruptions. And then we talked about yesterday or on Tuesday, the gift of inconvenience. When you walk in covenant with God, it doesn't matter if it's convenient or inconvenient. You are going to walk in order to fulfill the terms of that covenant. Covenant is the foundation of solid biblical relationships. Convenience is not. We see a lot of disposable relationships, and far too often we see it even in the church, because those relationships are based out of convenience or comfort instead of walking in covenant. So this is going to be the third point in this message. Luke chapter 2, verse number 21, "And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angels before he was conceived in the womb. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Verse 36, now there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So when they had performed all the things that the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So the gift that God knew that we needed not only includes the gift of divine interruption and the gift of divine inconvenience, but it includes the gift of divine inspiration. Inspiration literally means God breathed. God breathed on something. And here we see that the Holy Spirit begins to operate in the life. This is shortly after Jesus' birth. They've come to the house of God. They're bringing the offering that they should bring. And as they get there, they encounter two individuals that are named. One is an elderly man named Simeon, and the other is an elderly woman named Anna. We have a lot of elderly residents here in Brevard County. We have a lot of faithful saints here in Brevard County. And this passage that deals with Simeon and Anna and their encounter with Jesus speaks to us who've got a few years of experience under our belt that even though we're older and society may not think that there's a lot of usefulness for us anymore, that God can still breathe on us, can still speak through us, and can still minister to the upcoming generation and let them know that they are not just living in natural times, but they are living in supernatural times. In Simeon's life and in Anna's life, there had been years, decades of faithfulness. And that faithfulness included even during difficult times. Anna is specifically mentioned as a widow. She had been married for 7 years and had been a widow for decades. But, you know, God made promises to widows and orphans that when that natural relationship between husband and wife had ended because of death, or when the relationship between father and child had ended because of death, that God would step in the gap, and he doesn't step in an inferior way. He steps in a superior manner. I remember when I first came to Brevard County, and I was asked to, originally we got involved in the church, and I began to help be an usher, and then a few months after that, got asked to step into the role of youth leader because the youth pastor was going to be planting a church, and his shoe size was a little bit larger than mine was at the time. And I said, look, I'm never going to be able to fill his shoes. All I can do is fill my shoes and walk the way that God tells us to walk. Well, if you've experienced any loss, I want to encourage you that God is able to fill any void, and he does it gloriously and marvelously. I don't want the seasoned saints, the faithful in Brevard County, to think that you are forgotten in 2026. I don't want you to think that you do not play a significant role at Christmas time. You do. I believe that Christmas is a season of miracles. It's a season where the supernatural flows, and I believe that God still wants to do that today. There had been seasons of loss and seasons of difficulty, but there had been years of believing God on Simeon's part for a divine move that would fulfill the promises of God. All those years of faithfulness, Simeon showed up and he was looking for the Messiah. He was looking for the consolation of Israel. And it says the Holy Spirit was upon him. I want to encourage you. Look, we need the Spirit of God. The the Holy Spirit knows how to bring the word alive to us, to highlight things that we may have glossed over before. And so last year, I can't tell you the number of things that as I went through the word in my devotions, that God quickened things. And it was not just a year on, you know, read, speak, repeat. It was read, learn, implement, and proclaim the things that God had shared. It's a great season to be in. I feel sorry for people who feel as if they've learned everything there is to learn. You know, there's the old story about the person back in the 1800s who introduced legislation to close the patent office because everything that could be invented had been invented. And I can tell you there's been a lot of inventions, a lot of useful inventions since that time. There's still learning to be done. And I pray that you will allow the Holy Spirit to fulfill that role that Jesus said he would guide us into all truth. And so as Simeon had the promise of God in his heart and he showed up at the temple day after day after day, he did so with the Holy Spirit upon him. And he was doing so with an expectation that he would not see death before he had seen the Messiah, the Lord's Christ. That means the Christ is the Greek version of the Anointed One, which is referring to the Messiah. In other words, this man was refusing to die until he saw the author of life. And I pray that in 2026, we would all be determined to see the goodness of God in the land of the living, to see the goodness of God ruling and reigning in our hearts, to see the goodness of God on display in our churches, to see the goodness of God on display in the lives and the families of our children and our grandchildren. There's promises that are decades old that I'm still hanging on to. Person asked me one time, "Do you still believe this?" And I said, "Absolutely." And they just couldn't understand why I still believed that. And it's like, because it's in the Word. Because it's in the Word, my faith is in the Word, not in the things that my eye sees. So the day that Jesus was brought in to the temple, the Spirit of God moved in a supernatural way in Anna's life and in Simeon's life. The faithful elderly saints are not left out of God's story. Not only are we not forgotten, but we're used by the Spirit of God to speak unforgettable truths into the hearts of young families. Not sure everybody reads the instruction manual before they try and raise their families. A lot of times, people who've done their own thing, when all of a sudden when they have children, they said, "You know what? I'm going to need the church. I need the church." Because like I was talking about in an earlier program this week, I don't remember which day, it's a lot easier to protect a vehicle than to repair a vehicle. And things that are tangible are easier to repair than people. So we would do very well not just to have our kids in church, but to have our kids in a Bible-believing, faith-building, God-glorifying church where the Word of God is preached. It makes a difference. The things that are taking place in pulpits of churches that are discounting the Word of God, is mind-boggling. Some of the things I've heard over the past few weeks that were shared in the pulpit, many of those things I heard undermined the Word of God instead of anchored people to the Word of God. So the next generation needs to see the Spirit of God moving in the elderly or the seasoned saints, because they're going to need the encouragement. A lot of times younger people don't understand seasons. A lot of times older people don't understand seasons. I've got people who are going through seasons and they're still living as if they are two or three seasons ago. That's not in the church. That's outside the church. But I know people that their memories are lagging a few seasons. I'm at the stage now. I shared a statistic in one of my sermons. I don't remember which one it was, but at one point in time in history, the average age of death for a man was 37 years old. And that would mean 18 would be middle age. If you're 37, you're not looking at 18 as a kid anymore. You're looking at people and say, look, I need to help prepare them for the season that is coming so that maybe they can make it to 38. Maybe they can make it to 39. When the Bible talked about, reaching 70, 72 years, that was a long life for many of those people. Let me tell you just a little bit about Anna here, okay? She didn't leave the temple. She didn't leave the house of God. She served God. She fasted and she prayed. She prayed in the day and she prayed in the night for decades. We get discouraged many times if something hasn't happened in a few minutes. She had been faithful for the decades. And in the moment that they brought Jesus, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke him to all those who looked for redemption in Israel. I was preparing this and I realized that all of those things that seemed like routine, things that might seem mundane, we're in a week of prayer and fasting, things that seem like they're not making a difference at all, I want to let you know that in 2026, they still do not go unnoticed by God. He sees and he pays attention. They are not forgotten. So I had my sermon notes all ready. They were printed out. After that, I go over it another two or three times. And if you were to see my notes here, you would see that there's some things that are scribbled beside everything that is typed. And that's because God dropped this little nugget in after I had printed everything off. It's this. I pray it'll be an inspiration to you if you're holding on to a promise and you haven't seen the fulfillment yet. If you're wondering if going to church makes a difference, if you've been studying, if you've been praying, if you've been worshiping, if you've been pastoring, and you're wondering, is it worth it? So here's what I felt impressed to write. All the years of being in the house of God, All those Sundays, all those Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, all those years set Simeon and Anna in the proper place in the house of God so they could meet the God of the house. We live in the New Testament era. That means that the Savior that was born in the manger still has something to say to us as well. You see, it's not an impersonal relationship. It's a personal relationship. So to all of the saints with some experience who've been faithful, I want to join with you and praise God for the gift of inspiration that Jesus brought into that day and time, because we're not useless, we're not forgotten, and we are necessary. You know, my family joked that all of us, during that time when there was talk of essential and unessential workers, all of us kept on working. We were all deemed essential. I want you to know that as a child of the living God, an established saint, anchored in faith, you are essential to God's plan for Brevard County. You see, the gospel is entrusted once and for all to the saints. There is no bench warmer. There is no B team. There's no backup. There's just the saints equipped with the gospel. So I want to ask you to join me in believing God for His Holy Spirit to breathe on us, to move in our life in 2026, so that He can strategically position us. That was something I think I mentioned yesterday when I was talking with Harley here on the radio program, that we will be strategically positioned by God to reach the lost in the years to come. There's one thing that I noticed over the holidays, and that is life is fragile. You can be at the threshold of eternity, and you can be decades old, or you may not have even reached your double digit birthday yet. Life is fragile. We live in a fallen world, and so we need to be equipping people to be ready to meet Jesus at any given point in time. But I do pray for you. I pray for Merit Assembly of God that the Holy Spirit would continue to breathe on the faithful, those who year by year, day by day, continue to serve, continue to fast, continue to pray, continue to believe for souls to be saved and for Jesus to be glorified. May you have the gift of inspiration. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.